for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV-FM. Listen live at 104.9 FM, stream at listenlikealocal.com, or enjoy the program on the official WSKV-FM app from the Google Play or Apple App Store. You can also listen on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast. You're listening to PCSN Live. Let's join Dave and Ken at the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton.
And good evening and welcome to another edition of PCSN Live. About to do it again here on WSKV 104.9 FM. We've got a lot of information to give out tonight for a lot of different things upcoming, as well as covering some the last week of baseball and softball. But again, we've got a lot to discuss about what's going to be upcoming. But first, we're going to give you, as always, your COVID updates as we are getting ready to fade these things out, I hope.
Yeah, let's let this be our last one, and we'll head into June, and we just won't talk about it anymore. How about that?
Unless we have to.
Yeah, unless we have to. And let's hope at this point that we don't have to. But let's start with some state numbers here first. 440 new cases here in Kentucky. The positivity rate is 2.40%, which is good. You know, again, we've been below that 3-point. Or the 3% for quite some time now at this point. So the fact that those numbers continue to go down, that's a good sign under those circumstances. Still, enough people, in a sense, obviously, with those numbers of the 440 new cases, that's still too many cases, in a sense.
That's higher than it has been.
Yeah, that's higher than it has been, even though that the positivity rate, you know, is a little bit still on the low side. But now let's go to the local numbers here. We'll go back to Monday's case count. There were two new cases on Monday. That made 15 active cases for the county. And then when we go to Tuesday, the 25th, yesterday, three new cases. Two had been released from quarantine or isolation. That made 16 active cases. And then today, three more new cases. Three new cases. And then five individuals met the criteria to be released from isolation. So the active case count in Powell County is 14. That brings the total case count to 1,336 since we started tracking numbers. 1,310 have recovered and or been released. Again, the 12 unfortunate deaths. At least at this point, we've not had any additional deaths in quite some time due to this. So our numbers, the fact that we're down, you know, the two cases and three cases, obviously it's still too many, but nonetheless, at least we're not in that 50, 60, 70 mark like we were there for a stretch.
Well, we haven't got rid of COVID yet, and we're probably not going to get rid of it as we see it. The mask. We'll see if the masking deal where if you've been vaccinated, you can go out and go to places and not have to wear your mask. We'll see if that is effective or not. And we'll see how you govern that. Good luck, because I don't think people carry the vaccination cards with them all the time. So basically, I guess anybody who wants to go maskless can and just say, okay, yeah, I'm good, or take their chances. But again, we're going to see flare-ups. We're going to see cases. It's not over, but again, we are on a downward trend, and hopefully we get enough people vaccinated that we can kind of hopefully get a herd immunity. But again, we're down to, what, 14 now, you said? So two weeks ago we were at 70, so it's a good thing to be back down where we are. So good job. Well done, folks, for getting that number back down. Let's just try to get rid of it as much as we can totally. So we're going to go ahead and take an early break here, come back with a lot of sports info here just in a moment here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken.
Ever think about this? 83% of customers who buy from Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram buy again. The reason? Great deals, great service, and a simple way of doing business. March is Ram Truck Month, and the all-new 2021 Ram pickups are priced to sell. Come see why the Ram is the truck of the year for 2019, 2020, and 2021. come see why Tanner is the best place to buy. Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off the Mountain Parkway in Stanton.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, and they know that you're unique in the way you want to do banking. That's why they offer great services like Phone Smart, where you can call and find out about your account. Or how about text banking, where you can text and find out exactly what you want to know about your account. And you can set up really cool text alerts and find out when maybe you drop below a certain balance, reminding you to balance your checkbook. They have online banking and convenient apps for Android and Apple. Those apps give you the ability to make mobile deposits. Just snap a picture of your check and deposit it. Whitaker Bank also allows you to apply for a loan online at their website at WhitakerBank.com. And don't forget, you have access to your money 24/7 with Whitaker Bank's ATMs, where you can make a cash withdrawal day or night. For more information about these great services, call the main branch at 606-663-2283. That's Whitaker Bank, Stanton, Clay City, and Campton. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Appalachian Wireless has a question for you. Would you rather pay $650 or $66 for a smartphone? If you think this answer is simple, then the Appalachian Advantage Plan is for you. Pay less upfront for today's hottest smartphones, and then pay just a few dollars more every month on the monthly bill. Many smartphones are $5 a month or less after you factor in the $20 discount from the Advantage Plan compared to the contract offering. Better service, bigger savings. That's today's Appalachian Wireless. Payment agreement required. See store for details.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
Welcome back here to WSKV and PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. Got a few announcements we need to make here. I'm going to make a couple, and Ken's going to make a couple as well. Kiddos, talking about you guys that are in athletics. There are free sports physicals, and I will say this again, free sports physicals. That's going to be on Friday, the 28th. That'll be Sterling Health will be offering these free sports physicals to any Powell County athlete. That is May 28th from 8 to 4 at the Powell County High School. Appointments are required, and you can schedule an appointment by calling 859-788-2841. Also, bring a 2019, why 2019, I don't know, but a KHSA physical form when you come in. Again, the forms are located under the Powell County Schools website, under Forms and Links tab. Students under the age of 18 must be accompanied by an adult. But again, it's a great little thing that they're doing for these athletes. Get these physicals done because you can't participate without them, and they pretty much last you all of next season, except for, let's play baseball, softball, and track and field. Those may actually run out prior to your end of your season. But again, if they offer it again, all you got to do is just go get re-updated and you're good to go. So I would advise any student to go get that physical on Friday, but you got to get the appointments first.
Yeah, and again, the physical form is on the district's website, so make sure that you have that printed out, filled out, and again, give them that number one more time.
That number to call is 859-788-2841, and I'm sure that will be, that is probably the Sterling Health number, so if you want to look that up, you can Google that, whatever you want to do, look that up and see if that's the correct number. I would assume it is, but I don't know. But again, you need to schedule that appointment before you come in.
Yeah, and obviously with any sports going forward, you need that physical, so you might as well take advantage and get it free under the circumstances.
And a lot of kids have to wait so long with their insurance.
Yeah.
Have to wait like so many months, even after their last one, over a year. So this is free. This is a different deal. Go get it. Go get this done and be good for the entire year and not have to worry about it anymore.
True. All right, let's move on to the next announcement here. The Powell County Middle School girls basketball will have an open gym, which will begin June the 7th from 4 to 6 p.m. for any upcoming 5th, 6th, 7th, or 8th grader, and you must have an up-to-date physical to participate. So you go Friday the 28th, get your free physical, and then if you're in 5th, 6th, 7th, or 8th grade and interested in playing girls basketball or just going up and showing up for the open gym, then again, that will be June the 7th is when it will start from 4 to 6. Get your physical, again, through Sterling Health for free, and then show up and to open gym and start playing ball.
Tell you what, it's a great asset to our community. Again, thanks for Sterling Health for that. But again, if you're going to sign up for girls basketball, get it done.
And that's, again, Powell County Middle School girls basketball open gym starting June the 7th from 4 to 6 p.m. for any upcoming 5th, 6th, 7th, or 8th grader physical required.
5th graders can play up to middle school level, so please come on out as early as you can. Get involved with middle school sports. The same thing for high school sports as well. Also, Stanton Parks and Rec got a hall call for this. So you parents probably heard it as well. But the Stanton Parks and Rec will be hosting an in-person sign-up for youth basketball. That is tomorrow from 5:30 to 7:30. League is open to all students, boy or girl, K through 11, as of prior year registration. So for more information, you may contact Stanton Parks and Rec's Facebook page or Alan Martin at alanmartin.parks@gmail.com. Again, one of the things that Alan had talked about was trying to get involved with the city and to try to align a new type of basketball program, and this one will affect both boys and girls. So that's a good thing. Get out and sign up. That'll be tomorrow from 5:30 to 7:30.
I mean, we'd like to think under the circumstance, too, with things opening back up again, even with kids, this is a great opportunity to get them physically active, get them involved in, you know, whether it's the basketball at the middle school or even with the Parks and Rec.
Yep.
Great opportunities to get back out, obviously, with the weather, getting kids out there being active and involved. And at the same time, you never know if your child, especially at a young age, be interested what kind of ball player that they might be. Maybe they're interested for the summer sports and then don't necessarily play beyond that, but still a great opportunity.
Yeah, and I will mention too, the I know the Clay City Park is doing the softball league, new league. You can contact Candy Halsey. I think the signups have been done, tryouts, but if you maybe could get a late registration, just call Candy or contact someone with the Stanton or the Clay City Park and Rec. So again, the community doing some things that we needed to get done. And I like the way the cities have really stepped up and been able to put some good stuff. I know Stanton has put a lot of money in their facilities, and please utilize them to help our kids improve.
Yeah, your taxpayer dollars at work, and yep. if you use them. Yeah, we were even talking about that last night, Jimmy Crace and I on the radio last night, in a sense, when you look at how the Stanton City Park has come a long way in a short period of time, they've invested the money wisely in many respects to improve the facilities, whether it's the playground equipment, whether it's the ball fields, the additions of that, the soccer fields, again, all kinds of nice things going on at Stanton City Park.
Well, it's kind of like this, and I don't know if you got one more announcement to make, but it's like this. Finally, somebody, I think, has the vision where Park and Recs, instead of just paying money, you can make money. And while running tournaments, running leagues, doing whatever you can, they spend a lot of money, yes, to improve their facilities, but they can make a lot of money by hosting tournaments and bring a lot of money back into the community, which is well needed. And again, kudos to the Park and Rec Board.
And one of the things, even economically, that when industries are looking to come into a community to build, that's one of the things they look at. Besides the school system, they're looking at Parks and Rec to see what you have actually going on within your community in order to, maybe I want to locate a manufacturing plant in your community. And again, those are things that they actually look at.
Yeah, Parks and Rec is already going over with baseball, already working with that. That's been going for a while. They're actually running the high school's concession stand as well. So really, the Stanton, again, City Park and the Parks and Rec group, they've come a long way here in the last couple of years, have really stepped up. So again, thanks to all those workers.
Yep, you're exactly right. And another announcement here. The Powell County High School Bass Team is having a fundraiser. They're going to set up during the district and regional softball and baseball tournaments. They're raising money for their teams and boats who qualify for the World Finals. They're selling tournament T-shirts, concession items, including baked goods. They're raffling off a UK bourbon barrel lid, one at the district and one at the region. And they're also selling Bass Federation polarized sunglasses. So, again, an opportunity. I said district baseball as well. It just says district and regional softball.
Yeah, I think they're district and region for baseball, softball. It's Powell County is hosting both.
Yes.
And regional softball where Powell County is hosting that.
Yes, good point. Yes. So, again, make sure that you come out and support the Bass team. It doesn't sound bad, the raffle ticket on the bourbon barrel lids. Be interesting to see what the imprint, if you will be on those. One at the district, one at the region, and then the Federation polarized sunglasses and the tournament T-shirt. So, besides the concessions with the baked goods. So, make sure that you come out and support the Powell County Bass team. They currently have two boats in the top 10 to go to the World Finals, and they have one boat in 11th place. Still two tournaments remaining in the season, and obviously hope that they can get in the top 10, and obviously the others maintain their position in that top 10 to possibly send three boats to the World Finals.
So, I was going to say, let's hope they don't knock the other ones off, but again, it is an individual and team sport. So,
yeah.
And I say individual, it's a dual competition. There's two people per boat. So let's hope they don't knock each other out. But again, it is what it is. If you do, you do. You know, it's, again, congratulations to two. Maybe not to others, but you got to keep working to get to the as many boats as you can to the world. So good luck to that. Did she leave a info? I know she did a thing for us for a pre-order. Is there any email link?
No, there is not. obviously, Julie Clark is the head coach for the Bass team.
So, julie.clark@pal.kyschools.us.
Yes, that email. Correct.
Maybe if you don't want to do a pre-order for a team, if you're listening to us, get her done that way.
Yeah, and obviously, we've interviewed some of the Bass team members who have qualified, and obviously, continued success with them. She's done an outstanding job, and she gives a lot of credit as well to her volunteers.
Yep.
The people who actually maybe have the boats, able to take some of these team members out, you know, using their own dime, their own money, etc., to be able to do that. So again, nothing but nice praise going to the Bass team for their continued success.
Again, the whole community working together to make our programs better, and that's what we need to happen. So again, we're going to take another break. Be back in a moment with more on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
At Davis & Davis Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event for your loved one. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com for more information.
When a health crisis threatened our community, the healthcare heroes at Clark Regional Medical Center answered the call. As we move forward, life might look different, including healthcare, but there's one thing that won't change: the quality of care you've always relied on at Clark Regional Medical Center. We are again offering a range of healthcare services, from preventive screenings and physicals to quality of life procedures, to help you make the most of every moment moving forward. Our entire team is working hard to ensure a safe place of care and a healthier community for all of us. For more information, visit clarkregional.org.
Welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. We're going to start you out with talking about a wrap-up of the season for Powell County Baseball.
The Pirates, coached by Frank Spencer, they have a win-loss record of 13-17 on the season. We'll pick up going back to last Tuesday. They ended up playing at Montgomery County, lost 13-1 in five innings. Followed that up on Thursday at Powell County, where they played Powell County Central. They ended up losing that game 14-4.
By who?
Perry County Central. Okay. And then on Saturday, the 22nd, they had a doubleheader as they played Breathitt County, defeated the Bobcats 7-3, and then they played West Carter and won that game 11-1. So got two good wins on Saturday. They were supposed to have played Paris, but due to COVID cancellation, they didn't play that game. And then on Monday, this past Monday, they played Letcher County Central. Letcher County Central ended up winning 11-5. And then last night, they played Montgomery County here in Stanton. Back and forth game. Montgomery County led 1-0 in the bottom or the top of the first. Pirates came back, scored two runs to go up 2-1. From there, it was a back and forth battle until you got to the fifth inning. At that point, Montgomery County scored five runs. They went up 14-7. The Pirates came back, scored two more runs, make it 14-9. And then at that point, then Montgomery County put it to the Pirates in the top of the seventh, scoring nine runs in that one. It was 23-9 at that point. The Pirates were able to get two runs across in the bottom of the seventh for your final score, 23-11, Montgomery County. Pirates just too many mistakes, to be honest with you. Had opportunities, again, during that stretch, very competitive back and forth. And then once that fifth inning ended up happening, I think they gave up four walks, couple of hit-by-pitches. I think on those five runs that they ended up scoring, I think they actually only had like two hits. You know, unfortunate for the Pirates. And then again, in the night, top of the seventh inning, I should say, at that point kind of blew it open as well. But the Pirates, you know, continue to fight back even in the bottom of the seventh. Of course, you're down, you know, 23-9, but still kind of battled back. But too many mistakes, throwing errors, walks, you know, fielding, you know, had a chance to, you know, maybe catch a ball or something, and all of a sudden you don't, and or a grounder, and all of a sudden you don't field it cleanly, runner gets on and or run scores, you know, again, those little mistakes that they need to clean up. It's kind of been the Pirates' downfall kind of throughout the season. At one point, clean games, they win, then other times they're in games, and then they start making mistakes, whatever those mistakes might be, and then it kind of comes back to bite them.
You have to remember sometimes it's a young team, young, inexperienced team. And I say inexperienced. Inexperienced is high school level. We got a lot of experienced summer ball players, but maybe not a lot of experience on the varsity level. But again, this team is going to be really good. They got a lot of nice pieces to the team. You know, their pitching is really young as far as their number ones, twos, threes. That's some really young staff. They're mostly freshmen as far as their better pitchers. So look, going forward, that's a good thing. Talked to Frank a little bit about the game last night. He was obviously not happy with the big inning, but he did say that the pitch count got a little bit high on his starter. And then once they kind of were out of innings up with players, it got a little ugly there with Montgomery County hitting the ball really well that one inning. And really, other than one inning, he talked about it, he said they just hit the ball hard, I guess, in the seventh inning. Those things happen. It just seems like, I know on the softball side, sometimes things just snowball. Once the other team gets the momentum going, it's really hard to slow a momentum game down, if you know what I'm talking about. And you've seen it this year. When that momentum's going, you got runners on base, you got the other team's a little nervous, things just seem to kind of go with that. And I think you see more of that with young, inexperienced teams.
Yeah, I think you're right. Let's just kind of mention real quick, the Pirates have, you know, a handful of seniors on their team. Evan McCoy, one of their seniors. Tyler Brewer, who plays center field. Tyler Charles comes in a lot as a pinch runner. Kyle Hale, been playing a lot of right field for them. So, you know, they have a couple of starters. Tyler Brewer kind of be hard to replace as far as his speed in the outfield, being the center fielder. He can cover a lot of ground in many respects. Kyle Hale, of course, he's been, you know, playing for a while on the team. Struggled offensively a little bit at times this season, but still does a nice job over in right field. But a bulk of the team for the Pirates very young. Mm-hmm. So going into next season, of course, you can always look ahead and have high expectations. But Coach Frank Spencer, he's started young in a sense as far as with these players. And let's give them that varsity-level experience, yeah, and hopefully something happens for them going forward.
And this even started pre-COVID.
Yes, agreed.
This even started when these kids were seventh graders and were moving up. We knew what was going to happen. I say we as a county, we knew where this team was going in the future, and it was kind of going to be a youth movement. So it's a shame sometimes when you lose one of your building block seasons, which last year would have been, for both of us, baseball and softball, you don't realize how much it costs until you play that next season. And now I think both of us are kind of seeing what we missed out on by having another year experience for these kids.
Eight freshmen, seven sophomores, you know, and a lot of those getting the starts, if you will, you know, and under those circumstances, going young, they're getting that experience. They know what it's like as far as pitching, et cetera, what's expected of them. They're really doing a nice job. It still just goes back to those unforced errors in a sense that once they clean that up, again, they're going to be a very good team.
And we're also, we'll go ahead and talk a little bit about the team going forward. They'll play, the district tournament starts on Saturday, and they will play Owsley County. That game is at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. That we'll have that on Facebook audio at least on Saturday morning. So Powell County will play the first game. That game is a move. I know, well, normally the 1-4s play first. This one has a 2-3 going first. Estill County is the 1 seed. Lee is the 4. Owsley County has prom Saturday night there, so they flip the games. So Owsley will play at 11, and you'll hear it on the Powell County Sports Network at 11 o'clock. And then the Estill County game will be 30 to 45 minutes after the first game. Scheduled at 2, but Mr. Brewer went over that today in the meeting. It will be about 30 to 45 minutes after the first game was when the second game will start. So the ECSN broadcast team will have the second game with Estill County versus Lee County, all the City Park, on Saturday. And Frank also told me today that due to the passing of Knott County Superintendent, no games tonight. That game has been canceled with Knott County. And I send our condolences out to the King family. I know that is also former head coach Blake Williams. That's his aunt who passed away at Knott County and unexpectedly so. So, again, send our condolences out to the Knott County family.
Yeah, and it seems for whatever reason there's been a lot of sports-related people, if you will, that here lately that it seems like all the counties surrounding us, in a sense, or even in the region.
Yeah.
Different counties have been affected under those circumstances. Just very odd, in a sense, in a short period of time to experience that many losses, in a sense, as far as in the sports world.
Yes, we'll send, again, our thoughts and prayers out to the King family and the Knott County Schools system as they will be moving forward for that. But, again, the district has been set as far as the seeds. It is the Estill County Engineers, the 1. The Powell County Pirates are the 2. Owsley County, the 3, Lee County, the 4, and those matchups will be again on Saturday at 11 for Powell County versus Owsley, and at 2, scheduled at 2, but will be probably earlier, and that will be Lee County versus Estill County in the afternoon matchup. The championship game will be Monday night at 6 p.m. at the Powell County High School.
And these will be broadcast on the WSKV Facebook live audio, possibly video. At this point, General Manager Ethan Moore going to go out to the ball field and hopefully have video accompanying it as well, but at least Facebook audio. It will not be on the WSKV radio station, just so everyone knows. These games will not be on the radio station broadcast, but through the Facebook broadcast on the WSKV Facebook page.
There's a chance the championship game will be on radio as well. But as of right now, we'll know it's going to be on Facebook Live audio.
So on Saturday.
On Saturday. So we'll let you know on Saturday about the Monday broadcast and then the Tuesday broadcast and also the Monday softball broadcast. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk about the softball side of the brackets here also at the Powell County High School here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
Attorney Teddy Flint represents people in personal injury cases. Call for a free consultation. Remember, Teddy Flint only gets paid if you do. Attorney Teddy Flint, sponsoring radio broadcast of the Powell County Pirates. This is an advertisement. Court costs may be the responsibility of the client.
Your Stanton Ace Hardware has geared up for the biggest garden season in history. They've been reserving product for months to fulfill all the needs of their wonderful, loyal customers. They have an abundant stock of canning supplies, plants, and seed. Stop by Stanton Ace Hardware for all your lawn and garden needs. They practice safe social distancing, and masks are a must. Ace, the helpful place.
Welcome back. Here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. This is Dave Fodor along with Ken Simon. And so we're going to switch gears from the baseball diamond to the softball diamond. They give you the brackets for the district tournament for softball. And it will be the one seed, Estill County, will take on the four seed, Owsley County. And that will be Monday at 11. I'm saying this to Ken here. I'm giving him
correct.
My eye.
Yes.
And Powell County will play Lee County, or I guess Lee County being the home team. That game will be at 2 o'clock or 30 to 45 minutes after game one. So I'm glad the weather forecast looks a lot better because it has been torture out there for the last few days. The heat has just been unbearable really for the last, I guess, since last week. But again, that's your district matchup. Again, we got that the pairings were sent to. We knew the pairings already before we went to the meeting today. but you just had to discuss a few other issues for the tournament. But again, that will be all here at the Powell County High School starting on Monday morning and afternoon. 11 and 2 are the listed start times. But again, 30 to 45 minutes following game one, we will start game two.
And again, those will be on the WSKV Facebook page. Again, not on the radio, on the Facebook page, and put it in perspective as well. The boys are Saturday, the 29th. The girls are Monday, the 31st, Memorial Day. So, yeah. Again, if you're hopefully you come out and watch. Again, it's district tournament time. Come out and watch the teams at the same time. These are both at Powell County High School and over the Stanton City Park for the boys.
Looking for a good weather day on Monday. That's the forecast for Monday. Again, we went backwards here a little bit. I went to the tournament stuff first for softball. We'll give you an update on the softball last week in review in a minute. But do want to mention this also. We do have a one-day backup for rain, if that's needed, which I don't think it will happen. But there's a possibility if baseball does get washed out on Saturday, maybe playing on Sunday. So that's some things that has to be ironed out as well. That's something they don't want to do. But may have to do. Really, it's with the umpire shortage as it is, with letting the teams know what's going on, and all the other events that are continuously going on at the end of school, with still people having proms and graduations and all kinds of events taking place. I think Estill County's is on Friday. If it rains, it's moved to Saturday, and they play the 1 o'clock or the 2 o'clock game, and hopefully they'll get that game and make it for graduation if they rain out Friday night. So a lot of things kind of depend on the weather, but we'll see where it comes out. But right now, Saturday for baseball, Monday for softball, Monday night for baseball championship, Tuesday night for softball championship. Both those championship games will start at 6 o'clock.
Correct. And again, these are at the Powell County. And again, I believe that both of those games will be on the championships on the radio, but regardless, it will still be on WSKB Facebook page audio. You're exactly right. You know, while we're thinking about it as well, we'll mention the seniors on the girls' softball team. Keely Anderson, Maddie Brandenburg, Sierra Wilcox, Kelly Bloom, and Macy Howe. Again, you know, some seniors on there. Starters, a majority of them are starters for you on the team. The team is at 10-20 on the season, kind of had their ups and downs throughout the season. But nonetheless, still a good team. You still have some young players on your team, in a sense, that are just now kind of getting that varsity level experience as well.
And I would even call the seniors as really Kelly. Kelly is pretty experienced. The rest are missing last year. Maybe have 1 year of starting time ahead of them. Maddie spent a lot of time as a Curtis runner her freshman year. Missed last year. So that would have been another year she had to develop. She finally did get a start until late in the season, the sophomore year. Keely was pretty much a one-way player her sophomore year, which I probably messed up. She's doing a really good job with the bat this year, hitting about 275 for the team this year. Played a really good left field for us. Macy, she didn't play her sophomore year, was going to play last year, but then she missed a year for COVID. So when you look at the kids that have played, you know, Kelly's played a lot of travel ball. She's the most experienced player we have. You know, with Macy sitting out, and Sierra has been up with us for 5 years as well. This is a great group of kids. I tell you, it's I'm blessed to have got to work with these seniors. It's been an honor for me to work with them. We're talking about most of these kids are at the top of the GPA list. Most of them are honor students, if not all. So I'm really proud of what this group has accomplished, not only on the field but in the classroom, and they have done it the right way. So kudos to them for getting the things done right here at the high school and involved in other things. I know, for example, Maddie plays soccer, also works pretty much when she's not playing or practicing. Macy's played basketball. She's also signed with Trancy. She'll be going there for basketball next year. Keely is big in the FFA and does a great job with that. Kelly has pretty much just a softball player as far as in school, but has also involved a lot of activities outside of school as well. And Sierra is a volunteer firefighter, has been for a couple of years. So these kids really put out a lot of work and a lot of effort and help the community out, and I want to thank them for what they given to us. Even though we're at 10-20 and looking back, you know, the last couple of years we thought we were a decent team, really only won 8 or 9 games in those seasons. This is a different kind of season. We won more games this year than the prior two, but it's just weird because we've had really games that have been a lot of 5-inning games or 4 or 3. Not go the distance. I think about of our 30 games, half of them have probably been run rules, one way or the other. So we really don't have a lot of those games that go. They go 7 that really test you. We had a good one last night with Morgan County. Came back to win. We were down 4 in the last couple innings, and put a couple good rallies on the board and needed those. To wind up winning again last night 12-11. So that was a good game going forward for the Lady Pirates. I'll let you kind of give us a recap of the past week, though.
Yeah, no, I think, too, with this team as well, is that baseball and softball are so unpredictable. You know, it's not like some of the other sports where you can just about tell that, oh, well, this team is by far better than the other one. With these sports, on any given day, your pitcher could be off, your bats could be on, or vice versa. Your pitching is off and your bats are off, in a sense where all of a sudden you don't know really what you're going to get consistently, and therefore it's very difficult. To me, I think that they have played well at times. Other times, obviously, you know, whether it's a couple little mistakes or the other team is just hitting the ball and or your players not hitting the ball in a sense. Again, it's so unpredictable, but they have a good time out there. They keep their head up. They have a positive outlook. If anything, they're fun and entertaining to watch in that respect because you know that they're having a good time. That ultimately is what it's about. You know, they don't necessarily, if all of a sudden if they lose a game or something, it's not like all of a sudden they're completely down, just like, because they realize, oh, wait, we've got another game tomorrow. Now we got to get right back up again. So there's a quick rebound period, if you will. But, you know, obviously going against Lee County, you split during the regular season. Anything can happen during that game. Again, when you split against the team, who knows how it's going to be in that third matchup. Obviously, you need to get things going right, in a sense, collectively as a team, saying, okay, now we're in the tournament. This is what we play for, in a sense. This is when it matters, and hopefully everybody can get things going.
Well, you know, for Lee County, for talk about them real quick, they've got a really good eighth-grade pitcher. She goes about 6 foot tall. She'll still grow. Got a good rise ball. Really has beat some people and played close in a lot of games for Lee County. So it's going to be a challenge this year for the Lady Pirates to get by Lee County. It's not going to be the last few years have been very competitive games with Lee County regardless. So looking back, this is not any different than the last few years. This is just something that has been a norm. The game with Powell Lee, excluding all the other district games that's going to happen that first round, this has always been the most competitive one of those games. So, you know, if you're looking for the most competitive game to play, you think it would be the Powell Lee game. Now, I'm not saying one team won't blow the other team out, but, you know, this is something that going forward, Lee County's got a really good young team, got some young talent mixed in with some seniors. I think we have some young talent as well mixed in with our seniors. Did forget to mention, by the way, Keeley and Macy also played volleyball as well. So, like I said, our kids have really had a wide range of activities that they are involved in. So, to me, a well-rounded student and athlete in multiple sports and multiple different types of things makes for a better, like, college student. These kids are kind of figured out how to budget their time. Sierra was in band, also with the fire department thing, so she's had a lot of going on. So, you know, really, if you look back what these kids do, there's a ton of time involved. So, again, thanks to the parents. And everybody gets to get them there and support them as well. So a lot of good support. But we'll need all the fans we can get out there on Monday for game two. It's going to be a challenge. But I think the way the girls played last night and played Monday night, played horrible on Saturday. So we got swept by Knott County in two Mercy games. Knott County just hit the ball just tremendous both those games. On that end, heck, I can't even think put too much past Saturday what happened, but, you know, we got to win Monday versus Benefee, on senior night or senior day. So I think this team, if they come out and play on Monday, is going to hopefully they'll play well. Defensively, we've been playing better. Still a couple mistakes last night, 3 errors, but it's not 6. So there's some things we need to clean up and some of that's decision making, and I'll take the blame for that part because you know, it's our responsibility to teach those kids what's a better decision to make.
Well, I will say this too. I'm going to not necessarily call out the fans, but I will say this. It seems a lot of times for whatever reason during softball and baseball, and I get it's a different game. I mean, we can go to we go up to Cincinnati and take a road trip and go watch the Reds play the Cardinals or something, and you're almost going to kind of get the same thing just because it's more of an outdoor, relaxed atmosphere. But sometimes I almost feel like that the fans, that those that are on hand, a little bit too quiet. A little bit too quiet in a sense. You know, everybody's just kind of sitting back there and they're kind of talking in a sense. And at that point, nobody's necessarily really like behind cheering. Now, I'm not saying that they're not doing it. I'm just saying, to me, I wish they would be a little bit more louder and vocal at times, and potentially even your players in the dugout. You know, but that could go the same thing with the boys baseball team as well. I mean, to me, it's that encouragement, just like you would find in football or basketball or volleyball, etc. when the fans are behind you and you hear that, you feel that energy, you feel that adrenaline, you kind of get pumped up yourself in order to, like, all right, let's make this happen for ourselves. Sometimes when I'm broadcasting, I feel like I'm the only one that's even talking in that regard, right? And at that point, it's like, well, everybody's probably hearing everything that I'm literally saying on one hand, and I don't want to be that voice in the public, if that makes sense. I'll be the voice on the radio, but not necessarily in the public. At that point, again, people need to rally behind and let's start clapping and applauding and kind of getting into it, making some noise, no matter if it's offense or defense. Again, just to encourage both of these teams. I think that makes a big difference.
Well, both the teams deserve it, regardless. They represented Powell County. If you're a Powell County fan, or if you're a Lee County, Owsley County, Estill County fan, support your teams. We say this every single season. Get out, support your teams in a positive manner. You leave the negative stuff out, but support them in a positive manner, and we'll have a great event for you guys. Again, I don't care where you're coming from, who you're cheering for. Cheer for your teams. Do it positively and respectfully of the kids. I could take it as a coach if you want to say something about me, but please, you come out to the games, make it about the kids. But there's no need to compound it by yelling at the kids and saying negative remarks about a kid or whatever the case may be, because those are just kind of not needed, really. I mean, there's just, you know, coaches can take it, but lay off the players.
And for me, in a sense, I guess what I'm saying, it's not so much that all of a sudden Tommy gets up and gets a base hit, okay, and everybody's applauding and everything. That's great, but now when the next player comes up to the bat or comes up to the plate, in a sense, at that point, like, let's keep the cheering going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Keep that going. Like, come on, come on. You know what I'm saying? Woo, and just start making that noise, and it's difficult.
It's kind of like when you go to a Reds game. I'll say Reds. You'll say Cardinals. But if I go to a Reds game and when the crowd gets really quiet, there's people that work the scoreboard that put up the cheer sign.
Yeah.
And people respond. But that means it's got flat.
Correct.
Or they wouldn't put anything up there.
Yes.
If it's not needed, they don't have to put it up there. But when it gets quiet, support it. And we're talking about a major league team. People there, thousands of people there watching.
Right.
They also can get real quiet. So sometimes it takes a little thing like a scoreboard, which we don't have that kind of money here. But like Ken said, support your kids and be vocal. Be loud, clap, cheer. But don't be negative. Of any kid. I mean, regardless if it's an opponent or whatever, it's just keep it classy.
To me, even as a listener of other broadcasts, at that point, when you can hear the crowd in the background,
more fun.
It does. It makes for a better atmosphere, even if you're just listening to it on the radio.
Listen, we even get more pumped up when we're hearing things going on the
radio.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, I'll get pumped up when I hear the crowd. There's no more fun than calling a regional tournament, district tournament game, or big game. It's the crowd's into it. It's like, oh man, this is a blast. But you know, you got to do what you got to do, and supporting these kids, we're going to have good crowds. Oh, I do want to mention this before I forget. They are asking fans for games two not to come in before their teams start. Also, they'll be asking, I guess, be asking fans from game one to exit when their teams are finished. So they do want to kind of cut down the crowd. This is going to be baseball and softball both. Policing, not my job. So I'm just going to say they don't want fans to come in early. So they don't want to get too many folks around due to COVID. But policing it, that's a whole different issue.
Right.
Not my job, though. But I did want to throw that out there. And it will not be on the GoFan app. It will be tickets sold at the gate. So you can purchase your tickets at the gate. They will not be on the GoFan app. So if you've been coming to the games, do GoFan. Now you can just come to the games and pay your $5. That'll be your tournament fee as well. So more stuff we could throw out there to you for a little bit of an announcement here.
Yep, you're exactly right. And I will say this. If the weather is nice tomorrow night, the Lady Pirates play host to Perry County Central, game time at 6 o'clock. So, again, their last home game of the regular season, even though you had the senior day where your seniors were recognized. But, again, if the weather is nice tomorrow, go out and see the Lady Pirates. It will not be on the radio tomorrow night.
Yeah, game time, 6 o'clock, hopefully with Perry Central. We'll step away for our next break. Come back, we've got some big news coming up, so stick with us here on PCSN Live.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, so I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house, or even better, as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protect Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protect Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9344.
And welcome back again to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. We've got a few minutes left here, so we do have a couple of breaking news stories surrounding areas. Head coach of Estill County Engineers John Bentley has stepped down from his duties there to take a job at Montgomery County. So Coach Bentley has been there for, I don't know how many years, probably at least, I know 10.
Yeah.
10 years or so at Estill County, and has done a phenomenal job there. Will now take over the reins at Montgomery County. So good luck to John Bentley.
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting, you know, move for John Bentley. He's proven himself over in Estill County. To make a move like that, to go to Montgomery County, and why not Montgomery County? Obviously, with their new high school, the facilities and everything over there, I mean, it's probably a good move in the right direction for him, and obviously just even student population wise, etc., give him an opportunity to start competing against, you know, the Lexington market, if you will.
Well, if you look back in the history as far as basketball in Montgomery County, oh, Bart Rising was really successful in Montgomery and men's basketball. I don't think they've had the success as of late that they had back when Bart was maybe on the helm. And if I'm missing some coaches, I do apologize. They were competitive in most years in regional tournament action. Now you have pretty much Montgomery, Clark, Mason. We're talking, those are probably the three big powers in basketball in the 10th, but there's a lot of good basketball teams in the 10th region. So I kind of look at it this way. At Montgomery, I think you have year in, year out as good of an opportunity to go to a state tournament as you do at Estill in a year where it's kind of dominated by Knott, Hazard, Perry, and the mountains of Eastern Kentucky. I think John's done a great job getting his team deep into regionals. So him going forward, it'll probably be a change of style for Montgomery County, because I don't think he's going to change a lot of what he does. But to me, that's the grinded out, aggressive defense, low scoring, those kind of games. If I can remember back to Bart, that's kind of what Bart did. Of course, he has Estill County connections when he left, because he coached at Estill for a while before he went to Montgomery. So maybe that's a good mix for Montgomery County. So good luck to them going forward, and good luck to Coach Bentley, and good luck to Estill County to fill Coach Bentley's shoes.
Yeah, they're going to have not necessarily a hard time, but obviously with the success that he had to go with one of the assistant coaches, you know, kind of been around for a while under those circumstances. And obviously they have several players that will be back from this past year's team. So obviously, you know, you're looking for them to have success going forward. And obviously here in Powell County, Alan Martin being named the head basketball coach. So obviously a change. So,
and also at Owsley County, new head basketball coach and boys, Corey Hoskins, I believe, took the Owsley County job.
Again, so changes in the 56th, yep. You know, which will make for an interesting season even going forward, right? But again, John is a good guy. You know, he will probably have success over there, just like Chris Varney. You know, left Powell County, went to Montgomery County, he's had nothing but success. Sometimes when you have coaches like them, in a sense, I don't think it necessarily matters where you go. They're going to find a way to win because of their coaching style.
I totally agree. And, you know, you look at the 56th District in boys basketball, and I'm going to say it this way. Their longest tenured coach in the 56th will now be Josh Broadwell from Lee County, who this will be his second year back at Lee County, third year total as a head coach, or actually just his second year as head coach. He was an assistant, I think, at Buckhorn. So this is his second run at Lee County. This will be his third season. He'll be the old man of the 56th District.
Right.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
It's crazy.
Yeah, who would have even thought anything along those lines? But at the same time, sometimes change like this is good for the sport, good for the district in a sense, because now everybody's like, okay, now what's going to happen? You bring in a new coach, a new system, new style, new whatever, and who knows what kind of players you're able to, not so much recruit, but at the same time to bring in, that maybe there's a kid who all of a sudden, because of an issue with the previous coach or something, you might have a relationship based on your teaching within a class or something. And right, you're talking a kid into coming in and playing for you. And again, it's going to make for an exciting season going forward, but we're months away from that happening.
We got turnover in the 56th like we normally see in softball in the 14th. This is in softball, you see a lot of turnover, and I really don't know why, but you know, in basketball, you don't see this much turnover normally. This is not a normal year where three coaches from the 56th district have left jobs, either to take other jobs or to just get out of coaching altogether. It's kind of weird. So, but good luck to Estill County on their search for a new head basketball coach. Probably got a couple local people that would be high on the list, I would think, if they're interested. That would be the next question. Obviously, people come into mind, but you never know what people's thoughts are as far as even wanting that position or not. There is a whole lot more to a head coaching position than a lot of people realize. So good luck to the folks at Estill County on that, continuing that now with what they've had go on here in the past with baseball to find that new spot. Now it's just, you got to get that search out. You got to start working. And this is not late, but it's not an early deal either, because you want to get your summer program off and running as fast as you can. I'm sure Ricky Joe will take over and run the summer program for the basketball team. Whether he decides to apply or not, who knows, but I'm sure he'll take over that ownership as far as the basketball team goes.
Yeah, you're probably right. We don't necessarily have time to get into it now, but next week we'll talk about another coaching change that's occurred here in this district. And maybe by that point we'll have a new hire to talk about as
Friday.
Well. Correct. It's supposed to happen on Friday, so next week, tune in. We'll have another coaching change announcement to make as it relates to Powell County sports.
Yes, we will. But we will hope to see you out at the district tournament Saturday. Baseball, 11 o'clock, Powell County versus Owsley County. 2 o'clock, or there approximately, Lee County versus Estill County. And then Monday night, Powell County will play, or Estill County will play Owsley at 11. Powell will play Lee at approximately 2 o'clock. So come out and support your favorite teams here in the 56th District. As Ken and I will say goodnight and see you next week here on BCSN Live.
Thanks for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken from the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton. This program is hosted by Ken Simon and David Faulkner. Production is done by Ethan Moore. Programming is done by Angela Osborne. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken is a Pickup Country 104.9 production. Tune in live next week or on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcasts.
Pickup Country, WSKV 104.9.
Welcome to the Tim White Bluegrass Show. From Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia, the birthplace of country music region, in the beautiful southern...